Oi, shlo yoimar oi soy tzadik that Avram Avinu shouldn't have kindness to the Eibishter. So Drashi oi soy tzadik means Avram. That Avram will have kindness to the Eibishter. The word by the bris ben Absalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram two things. He told Avram the avodim the inu oisom kayim. That one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're going to work 400 years in Mitzrayim. So Avram is going to have kindness to the Eibishter that you were makayim. You made them work. Makayim behem. Oh, but then you said the Yachre Chen Yetzu Ruchus Godol. You said after the 400 years they're going to go out Ruchus Godol with a lot of jewelry. Lekayim them that you weren't Mekayim. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please make sure when the Yidden leave Mitzrayim they should go out with Kli Kesef Kli Zov. So the question everybody asks all the Farshim and Nagodi asked the Kasha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is only afraid what Avraham Avinu is going to say. He should be afraid of himself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something, he has to be mekayim it. Why was he only afraid what Avram would say? So a lot of different farshim. Some say that it's brought down that by the Bizu Hayam, means after the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf threw them out, and there they took the gold and silver that they're wearing was much, much more gold and silver they got then than they got actually taking out of Mitzrayim. So some of farshim learned the Gros says, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftocha could have been mekayim with that alone. The fact later by the Yam Suf they got a lot of Rechush Godel. But Avraham Avinu would have been Medayik Itzmash Mano. You said right away. So it's a question how to patch up what the Eibishter means. So the Eibishter for himself could have said I really meant later of Bishat the Kriyat Yam Suf. But Avraham would have time is no Rechush Godel you meant right now Bishat Yitziyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe please make sure to Mekayim even that thought that they should go out Rechush Godel. Omru loy, the Kliyasli answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, O Levi, Shenetiv Yatzmeinu, leave us alone, Labi, we go out of here. They didn't want to borrow Kli Kesef Gizov. But the more Moshe Liyodim, Shoy Yechovich of Esasurim, somebody was in jail a long time. For Yomru loy, the Neyodim, people came and told him, Moitzi Nois Chalamocha, Mi Beisasurim, you should know tomorrow we're letting you go free out of jail. The Nois Nachomom and Harvey, we're going to give you a lot of money tomorrow. What did the person say? Please, I'll be Michael to pay us all the money. Get me out of here today. So that's the way Christ also said. You want us not to go and schlep away to Kesef Chizov? Let us go out already. It's too much of a tircha to carry it. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to push it, beg them. Please take the Kli Kesef Chizov that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have tainas on the Eibishter. Posik says, "Vayishalom, go and borrow." They had a borrow by force. Ezekiel the army bar korchim the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim did not want to give away their kli kesef kli zov, but the Eden had to force them. Ezekiel the army bar korchim the Yisrael, like we just said, the Eden themselves didn't want to take it out. Man the army bar korchim the Mitzrayim the chsev unavoyis bayis techolik shalom means unavoyis bayis having a nice house to live techolik shalom. It's like a shalom you got through war. But they didn't want to give up all the kesef zov the Mitzrayim had. And man the yom about korchum the Yisrael mishum masui pashad red. They didn't want to have to carry so much jewelry and gold like the marshal before. They were happy just to be freed. You want us to noch schlep kesef zov? They didn't want to. It was about korchum that they took it out. But yinatzlu es Mitzrayim that they emptied out the Mitzrayim. Omer Rabami malamich shasom kimitzudim made them like a net, like a trap. Shein bo dogin has no dogin inside it. Like a trap, the catfish, shein bo dogim. It means mamish empty legamri. So Rashi says, kimitzula shein bo dogim. Before that, kimitzula shein bo dogim. Derech tzai the yoifis. How do you go capture birds? Lizroi dogim tachas mitzudis. You throw some wheat under the net. Kadesh yavoyu oifis in the kodim. Hugi shein bo dogim. Ein oif poin aleha. Means a marshal. They emptied out the Mitzrayim legamri. They didn't even have a little dogon to leave over to leave in the trap. And some say kimitzuda shein bo dogim kamoi mitzlulayt yam kloimer v'teich hathoin a mitzrayim dogim el afasayon hechadika mozen. The same thing. The mamish emptied out the Mitzrayim like you see a yam water without any fish at all. The pasuk says, "Eye Asher Eye." Omel Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Leich Emol Hem LeYisrael. Tell the Yidden, "Ani Hayisi Yimachem B'Shibud Zeh." I was with you in the Shibud Mitzrayim. Means I took you. I'm taking you out right now. I will be with you, v'shibed malchius, in the next golis, I'll also be there. What do we have to talk about now that you're going to be with us in the next Golis and the next Shibud? Let's not talk about it. Tell the Yidden that Eya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem of Eya, I'm there to take you out. We'll just talk about now taking Klal Yisrael out. Rashi Dai Litzor B'Shaita Dai Litzor Yishis Einu Nubor B'Shor Shetov Aleim. His Bashar shall have the next Torah, so worry about it then. Loma Tadivim, why should I make them worry Achshav now? The Bsura Kosh is such a bad Bsura. Right, Aneni Hashem Aneni. This is by Eliyo Anovi. We had before. Omer Abavu Loma Omer Eliyo Aneni Beis Pom. What do you say? Two times? Malami Chom Eliyo Lothan HaKodesh Baruch Hu Banish Lulam. Aneni, answer me one thing, Yishater with Eishman HaShemayim. Like, make this nace. V'toycho Kol HaShar Olam Mizbeach. So make the nace. But another tefillah was v'yaneini shetesiach daitom, that the goyim shemesiach the das kadesh lo yomru ma'isik shofim him. That azoy, even though they'll see this big net, they'll say it was a ma'isik shofim. So you had a davon, they shouldn't tie it up with kishuf. Shenema v'yatei sibos et liba macharanis. You change around their hearts opposite way. Rashi melova liba mezima shemeshoyim lachishim lema haydeik shofim mevosi yesh azoyis. This eish came haydeik kishuf. So there's two separate tefillahs, that the nes should happen, and even afterwards they should be mekabla to know it happened from Hashem. So the Mishnah. Me'ein mosfai kerun eshma b'shachas. As the first Mishnah was about Krishma shalayla, b'shoch b'cho, now we're talking about u'b'kemecha. When's the zman Krishma shashachas? Mishayaker ben tcheles lelovin. Until you tell the difference between tcheles, means blue wool, and lovin, white wool. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rabbi Lezer Waima ben Tcheles Lekarsi. So you tell the difference between blue wool and green wool. That's even less of a difference. In other words, there has to be some light out. It's early Sashachar, it's Kamat still pitch dark. After early Sashachar, it starts to get a little bit light. When it's a little bit light, you can see a little bit. So how much light has to be that you can tell the difference if you have in front of you two pieces of wool, one is blue and one is green? If you can tell the difference, that's called enough light. That's called the Shir of Mishayakir, which is usually, we say, a half an hour after Erlas HaShachar. Ad HaNeitzachama. So Zman Krishma starts from Mishayakir, and it ends, the first Shita is HaNeitzachama, sunrise. That's when Zman Krishma ends. We have Yishuroyma, no, Ad Sholeshois. That's where we hold, that Zman Krishma Sholeyim ends after the first 3 hours. Why? Shekein Derech Molochim Lamed B'Sholeshois. Because the kings still get up for the third hour. Whoever says Krishma after the third hour of the day is loyhifstid, you're not losing out of a kodam akor b'Torah. In other words, you'll get chal like you learn Torah, because Krishma is the chelik of Torah. But the mitzvah of Krishma itself, that you don't have. The amount is after the man Krishma, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. So the case of Mishnah, the famous kasha, he has just like we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel. That what's the pshatu v'shoch b'cho? It means kol zman people are sleeping. That's why zman Krishma is the whole night. So yes, how come in the morning we don't say the same thing? Over kumecha shemin kol zman people are up. And mele medirayse you can say Krishma the whole daytime. So we always say don't say over, but the Kesef Mishnah says that's really the emes. Kesef Mishnah is chan the Rambam that medirayse you can be yaitse Krishma shayoyim the whole daytime. And it's only the Rabbanan, after it says lehifs, it's only the Rabbanan de galocha. The Rabbanan said you have to say Krishma the first 3 hours of the day. But midirais of the kumecha means kol zaman you get up. That's the way, that kol zaman you're up. That's the case of Mishnah. But avad l'aloch, all the achrayim don't hold like that, the taz and the magen avrom, they also not like that. The rais and the gemara is laid on, that after the 3 hours, you're not yet to mitzvah kriyishim anymore. So the taz and the magen avrom says the chiluk like this, that uvishoch b'cho means when you're lying down. So when somebody lies down in bed, he stays that way the whole night. So it's possible to say, kol zman you're sleeping, that's the zman of shiva, that's the zman of staying in that position of lying down. Ma'ashenken of the kumecha, when you get up, that means the mice are getting up. But once you get up, you don't just stay there. People walk and people sit. Like the pasuk says, uvelechtecha baderech uveshiftecha beveisecha. There's a mice halicha of walking and a mice yeshiva. That's after the kumecha. Therefore, the kumecha zich only means the mice of getting up. When people get up a bit, get up. But once you are up, you don't stay in that matzav the whole time. You have different shinuyim. You walk, you sit,
that's not a mice of the Kamecha anymore. So therefore, the Kamecha zikr can't mean close the mind we're awake. The Kamecha has to mean only the mice of getting up. So you say, since Molochim, that have nothing to do, they sleep the first 3 hours, they first get up the third hour, so so-called the mice, the people are still getting up then. That's what we can say, Krishma. But after the third hour already, everybody's up already, it's not called the Zman of the Kamecha, you can't be Yitzhak Krishma Shoyim anymore.
Who says this?
The Magen Avraham and the Taz in Siman Nun Ches on the Talachim. So the Gemara, Ma Bein Tchelis Lov. What does the Mishnah mean? The Shir tells us between blue and white. Ilayma Ben Gavavo Diyamru, a ball of wool. Chiyur to white. Legavavo, another ball of wool. Diyamru the Tchelto, that's blue. For the Gemara, Hobal Adonami made the idea. Such a difference. If you have two different balls of wool, one is blue and one is white, that's easy to tell the difference. Even in the middle of night time, you can tell the difference. Elo bein tchelis shabol lovin shabol means like you have tzitzis, or in one ball of wool that part of it is blue and part of it is white. That's not so easy to tell the difference. That you need a little bit light outside to tell. The Drashi bein tchelis shabol lovin shabol giza tzema shitzava tchelis. You have a wool dyed blue. V'yesh bo mekayim mishloi olah shom hatzva atzeva yofa. Some parts of it didn't get dyed nicely; it's still white. So if you can tell the difference between that part and the next part, that's a chokhmah. Then you need some light. Tanya Reb Meir Oimer Mishiyaka Bein Zev LeKelim, between a wolf and a dog. Reb Akiva Oimer Bein Chamor LeYorot, between a donkey and a wild donkey. Trashi Chamor Abar, a wild donkey. The Achayim Moirim, that's where we hold, Mishiyira Eschaveira Rochak Dal Damas, V'yakirenu. When you see a friend of yours that's 8 feet away from you, and you can recognize him. So Taizu brings down that Rishalmi asked the question, what type of a friend? If it's a friend you see every single day, so Mamash, even in the middle of the night you recognize him. If it's a friend you come out never saw, so even a morning daytime you can't even recognize him. So Rishalmi says it means a friend that you see sometimes. It's like once in a month you see him. So you recognize him a little bit, but not so much. So that shear of the shear, if you could recognize him, that's enough light to say Zman Krishma. Omarafuna halacha kacherim pasulat like yacherim. That's the shear of Mishayakir. Omarabaya litfilin kacherim. For tefillin, the same halacha. When is this man when we can first start putting on tefillin in the morning? That's also Mishayakir. And the pshat they say in this is zayfa krish, zayfa tzitzit, because the pasuk says urisa moisi, you have to see the tzitzit. And krishma talks about pashas and tzitzit, they're supposed to wait till this man when you can see it. And tefillin is a little different. Tefillin, the locher is, that we don't wear tefillin at night time because we're afraid maybe you fall asleep. And then you'll be mafiach while you're sleeping. Mashen, can you put on a daytime? So it has to be when it looks like day already. So when you can make your friend, that looks like day. But before that, it's still too dark outside, it looks like the night, you'll come to make Xeria, you'll put on tefillin in the middle of the night. And then we're afraid you'll fall asleep with him. Mashen, Dr. Lekriyashma Kivasikin. When is this man Mathil to say Krishma? That's like the Vesikin. So Drash, what does Vesikin mean? Anoshim Anovim Umechavavin Mitzvah. People that love to do mitzvahs. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Vesikin Hoyugoyim Remoisim HaNeitzachama. They were Badafka Makba to say Krishma right before Neitzachama, right before sunrise. That's when they said Krishma. Tanya Nami Hochi. Vesikin Hoyugoyim Remoisim HaNeitzachama. They used to say Krishma right before the Neitzachama, Kadesh Yisma Gulu Latvila. V'nimtza Mispalo B'yoyim. So Poshup Shan, the Gemara is that the Ikka Zman is for Tefillah Shachris. Shachris is supposed to start davening Mitzchila as soon as the day starts. As soon as Neitzachama is. So Mela is a mitzvah to be Soma Gulu Latvila. It means first you have to say Krishma and Gula, and then say Tefillah. But since you're supposed to start davening Shachris at the beginning of Neitzachama, say Krishma a little bit before that, so then you can finish Gaal Yisrael by Neitzachama sunrise, and then right away you'll daven. So that's called the Chibuv HaMitzvah, that's a Choshev HaZachar. And Amar Rab Zera, my crow, where's the Rai for this? But says, Yerucha Im Shemesh, Ulefnei Yareach Dor Dorim. And Yerucha Im Shemesh means when the sun is coming up, that's when you start davening, that's when you should have Yira. That's the Zman for davening and saying Krishma. Heyed Rav Yeshua ben Alikim, Mishem Kola Kadisha de Birushlayim, that call Asayim Megulu Letzvila, whoever is Samach, he says Krishma first, the Gaul Yisrael, and then Davin Shimon Esrei, Einan Nizik Kola Yoyim. No hezik would happen to him any time of the day. So the Mepharshim say it doesn't stand mean Samagul Letzvila, it means like the Vesikin. If you Davin Tevesikin, then you won't have any hezik the whole day.
Omer Rab Zeiro, Eini, it's not like that. Vo'ano, it happened to me, Samchi, I did daven kevesikin, I was some good with Tfilom, v'yiskin, I had hezek that day, today. Omle, b'may, Yiskus, Rabban asked him, what's Rab Zeiro, what happened there to you? The Yamtiyas Asalave Malka. They made him go in front of the king. So the Gemara, that's not called a hezek. You should know, really, you should even pay money to go see a king. There's no hezek that you had to go see the king. The Amarab Yechanan, Liyarlam Yishtadal Odom Loris Likros Malchi Yisrael. Everybody about this should go and run to see a Melech Yisrael. That's a tremendous thing to see. And he also says, V'loy Likros Malchi Yisrael Bavad, El Afil Likros Malchi Akum. Afil in front of the Goyish king you should go see. Why? Shem Yiske, when we Zeichet, Yemaisa Mashiach, or Elam Abo, Yavchen Bei Malchi Yisrael Malchi Yakum. He'll be able to say, I remember how the kings of Goyim looked. I saw them now. And later you'll be able to see the Malchi Yisrael. He'll be able to tell the difference how great the Malchi Yisrael is. So such an Indian like that. So therefore it's like an Indian to run to see a Melech. So he told him there he didn't get an Einish. That's a good thing to do. So be happy about it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Mispalim Biyoim, Rashi, Danei Tzachama, Divri Akol Yoimu. Hene Tzachama, that's Zichah, the beginning of day, even according to Rabbanim, like everybody. My cross at Rashi, the mitzvah is spalim on Eitzachama, or that you should have in Shachris Poshid, on Eitzachama, the Asir Yeruchim Shemesh. Mosai Mis Yireyim Mimcho, Kishemuracha Mekablam Aleim. When Klaithos Mekabal Ol Machashemayim, Dainu Machashemayim Shemkabal Aleim Mekrishma. Is im shemesh kleima kesh shemesh yoytzei haynu im haneitzachama. Is with the neitzachama, that's when you should daven krishma, and right after that we saw magulu tefila daven shmonesrei. Lufnei yoreich, when the sun goes down the levona, nidav tefila sa mincha mitzvot im dimdu mechama. So mitzvah to daven mincha as late as possible, means right before shkia time to daven mincha. Rashashim Yiskel Erlam Abo Liris Glos and Shah Yisrael Yav can be able to tell the difference Kama Harbik Glos and Yosef Minumas Ashim. Alright, we'll soon speak out. We'll see a little bit more than we'll speak out. I mean, Linyan is like this. Tais says like this, that Krishma Shal Yoim does manama like this. Ravada, we hold Yoim always is Ma'ilas HaShachar. So that was the Gemara before, that if you're in a rush, you have to go someplace on the road that day, you're allowed to start davening Ma'ilas HaShachar. But Metchila, you're supposed to wait until Misha Yakir, which you say is around a half an hour after that, or else it's a half an hour before Neitzacham, before sunrise. So Zman Krishma starts Misha Yakir. Now, and it ends, we hold, when does it end? Until 3 hours in the daytime. But there's a new mile of Kivasikin. The Vasikin held that there's a Bazundu Echshi with a Davin Krishma exactly right before Neitzacham, today to be able to daven tefillah at the beginning of the daytime by Neitzachama. That's not a theory to the other man, the Yomrim. His Krishma, according to everybody, starts by Misha Yakir, and it ends at the end time is 3 hours of the daytime. Just there's a special chashivas of the mitzvah, Lashon Kibsikim means, people that love mitzvahs and want to do it the best way possible, the best time to say Krishma is right before Neitzachama, today to daven right after Neitzachama. Omalei Rabbi Loi Liula. Rabbi Loi told Ula, Ki Eilis Losem, you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Shoyel Bishlama the Rabrunya Achi. Go ask, give Shalom Aleichem to my brother Rabrunya, but my name is Kola Chabura, in front of the whole yeshiva there. Go send my regards to him. The Yodim Godlu, you know why? Because my brother is a great man. The Somach the Mitzvahs, he has a lot of simcha by doing mitzvahs. Balzim Nechoda one time Samagula Tfila. He was Zaycha to be Samagula Tfila, which means that he was dedicated to Sikum, as Taisa says. V'loi Posta Chukha Mipula Kuli Yoyma. He felt so good that day that he was able to say Davin Kivasikin, he didn't stop smiling the whole day. And that's how much Simcha he had. So that shows there's a Choshev person. That's why Balamus always says, if somebody wants to know how great he is, it depends upon how much Simcha he gets from doing mitzvahs. If there's something you feel happy about, that means it's choshev to you. So if you do a mitzvah and you get simcha out of it, that shows you really makah the mitzvah. Chaim Shlevitz used to learn also, even though it says, lofum tsara agra, first you learn how much tsara you have from doing a mitzvah, that's how much tsara you do it. Even though it's hard to do it, and so you do it, you get a lot of tsara. So Chaim used to say, if you do it and kvetch about it, but tsara, that's nothing. The pshat is, even though it's hard to do it,
and still you do it for simcha, then you get tremendous tzar. As everything is how much simcha you have by doing it. But what do you mean you have simcha? It was hard, and still you had simcha. That's a great thing. Here also, it's hard to daven for the tikkun, and he did it, and he had simcha the whole day. That shows he was another mechoshev. So the Mara Heichi must be some for the Makashna. How could you be some Megulah Letfilah? That means right after Gal Yisrael, you're supposed to start davening Shmon Esrei. I have Omer Rabbi Yechanan. But Tchila, at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, we say another pasuk. Who Omer Hashem Sposa Tiftach? Or Lepsayif Who Omer? At the end of Shmon Esrei, we say Yil Rosh Nimrefi. So go to Kasha. After Gal Yisrael, we say Hashem Sposa Tiftach. That's mafsik between Gula and Tchila. And the more Omer Rabbi Omer Rabbi Lozor. Tehei betfilah shel arvit. I'll tell you when do we say Megulah Tefillah. When do we say Hashem Sposa Tiftach only by night time? But I'll tell you by Shachris Tak you don't say Hashem Sposa Tiftach. Only by Mavi is supposed to say it. So the Gemara no. V'amar Rabbi Yechonon Ezel ben Olam Haba Zeh Asa Megulah Tefillah Zeh Asa Megulah Shel Arvis Letfilah Shel Arvis. So you see even by Mavi is supposed to be Sa Megulah Tefillah. So how could you say Yil Rotsen by night time you'd be mastic between Gula and Tefillah? I'll tell you the only time you're supposed to say Yil Rotsen is only by Mincha. By Shachris and by Mariv, right after God you saw start davening Shmon Esrei. Don't say Yil Rotsen. But we don't hold like that. We hold like Ravashi. Ravashi Yamano, Afilu Teima Kulu. Afilu, like we do, we say Yil Rotsen by all Shmon Esreis. Of a Vechiv on the Kavur Rabbonim Betfilom, since the Rabbonim will Kaveya. Gave her a deal like Shmon Esrei is Tefillah Ketefillah Richter Dami. That's called part of Shmon Esrei. So still called you a Sama Gula Tefillah. Or Raif, this is Dilo Teim Hochi Arvis by night. Heichi Mosi Sama. How could we say after Gal Yisrael with say Shmon Esrei? I have a boy the Memer Hashkivenu. We have to say another Brach Hashkivenu. Elakiv and Tkinu Rabbon Hashkivenu. Since Rabbon when Masakim was supposed to say this Bracha, it has a lot of Gula Richter Dami. It's like a long Bracha. It's like a long Gula. Zochinami, Kiva the Kavur Rabbonin, Vitfilo, Kitfila Richtadamya. That's called like Tfila Richter. So the Mar Michti, Hai Yil Rotzen, Imre Fi, Mashma Lipsai for Mashma Mikor, the Beinan Lameima. His Yil Rotzen could be said at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and it could have been said at the end of Shmon Esrei. My time at the Knur Rabbonin Liacha Yudches Brochis, Lame Mikor, how can Rabbonin Masakna say Yil Rotzen at the end? Why don't we say Yil Rotsen in the beginning of Shmon Esrei? Om Yav Yehuda Bredi Yav Shimin Ben Tazi Hayov Loi Omru Dovod El Liacha Yud Ches Parshiyos. His David said this in Gepitul Yud Ches and Tilim. That's what David said Yil Rotsen. This Pasuk, it's right, we're supposed to say it after Yud Ches Brochus. The Fika Tzim Rabon Liacha Yud Ches Brochus. For the Gemara, that's true. Hana Yud Ches Yud Tes Heaven. If you look in Tilim, we have in Gepitul Yud Ches. It's not after Gepitul Yud Ches. And the Gemara, the first two capitals of Tilum is really called one capital. Ashra Yish, for Lama Rokshu Goyim, is Chada Parshahi. Even though we have two different capitals, really it's one capital. The Yom Rav, what's the Rai for this? The Yom Rav Yehuda Bred Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Kuf Gimel Parshias Oma David. David said 103 Parshias of Tilum, Lo Yom HaLuya. Ad Sherobim Apolosin Shor Rishoyim. Shenema Yitamu Chatoyim in Oritz Rishoyim Ed Einom Borchinashias Hashem Aluya. That's when it's the first time he said it. So after 103 Pesukim Parshas he said it. Fred Gemara, is that true? Hani Kuv Gimel Kuv Dalet Heaven.